Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Hey there, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and this is episode 148. Today, I'm going to give you an update on the current wedding situation, kind of give you some insight to how my life has shifted a little bit over the past few months. And I'm also going to give you four tips to help you find more fun. Because let's be real, at the time of this recording, it is May 2020. The world is pretty much chaos and completely different as we know it. And Fit Friends Happy Hour is all about helping you live a more fulfilled life. And let's be real, laughter is the best medicine. And we can all use some tips on how to just let go of the productivity, let go of the stress and the pressure that we put on ourselves to help us get more out of our everyday life. Hey, and if you haven't already, just a reminder, the Reboot Bootcamp is now open. You can register at katiehake.com/bootcamp. What this is an 8-week course to help you reset your mindset around nutrition and fitness. If you're not quite ready to work one-on-one with a dietitian, but you are ready to learn more about intuitive eating and start to take steps today to work towards a healthier mindset with your own nutrition, fitness, and health, then this course is for you. Now, you know my fit tribe, you are my people, so of course I'm going to take care of you. If you go to that website and you put in the code FFHH, that's going to get you 50% off the already coronavirus crisis price of $97, so you get it for just $47. So check it out, and I can't wait to see you there. Okay, so at the time of this recording, I am coming to you live from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Like, what? Now, I'll explain it in a little bit, but I wanted to give you an update to tell you what we decided to do with the wedding, you know, what that means in terms of my current life and how that's changed with everything. But also, most importantly, like I said, I want to give you some tips of just to how to have more fun, because I can tell you right now, this week, I have just felt pure joy. And that's not something that I was feeling a few weeks ago. And I thought, oh my gosh, if this is something that I am feeling, I can guarantee my audience, my listeners, you can probably use a dose of the same medicine. So we ended up moving forward with the wedding on April 25th. And what's crazy is that we didn't actually make that decision until about 2 weeks before. So it was this constant, you know, do we go through with the wedding? Do we not? Do we postpone everything? And it was really up in the air. And if you know me on a personal level, you know, prior to just wedding planning in general, I was like decision fatigue. Like, I don't know what colors I want. I don't know. Like, I don't care about the centerpieces. Like, I don't like making decisions. That's how I operate in different ways. But like, for example, you know, every time, every weekend, Joey and I get ready to go out to eat, I hate deciding where to go. Like, I am so just go with the flow in certain types of things. And when it came to wedding planning, that's probably one of my flaws, but I just was so laid back, roll with it. And so the thought of this whole pandemic causing us to basically shift our whole wedding was bananas to me. So I didn't know if I wanted to move forward with the wedding, because what they told us was that we could only have 10 people total. And surprise, I am one of 6 children. My husband, my now husband, that's so weird to say, is also one of 6 children. And so if we were to only limit it to 10 people, that would mean many of our siblings couldn't be there. And so I was really torn about that fact. But, you know, we prayed about it, we talked about it, and we decided that, okay, we want to get married. It's about the marriage, not the wedding, right? It's about, you know, in my belief, it's about the sacrament, the actual, you know, becoming a husband and wife versus the whole big ordeal that we decided, you know what, this was the plan. Let's move forward. Let's get married. You know, just us, whoever can be there. And then the party's just going to be that much more of a party when the time comes. Another deciding factor for me was, you know, I don't want to postpone things until a later date. And then, you know, a couple months fast forward, we're still in this pandemic. We still have to make the same decision when we could have just gone through and gotten married. So that's why kind of my rationale for choosing to move forward at the wedding. But honestly, it ended up working out so beautifully, because it was different. Don't get me wrong, completely different. But, you know, we were able to have most of our family there, but we kind of separated it. So this is what we did. The wedding was on a Saturday, so it was kind of weird. I, you know, stayed at my parents' house the night before. My bridesmaids surprised me with an online Zoom call the night before. My mom gave me a manicure. I got a good night's sleep, woke up, you know, got a good workout in, and then like literally got ready, did my own hair, did my own makeup, and my parents drove me to the church. So actually, that's a lie. It was not my parents. My sister ended up coming. So her and my brother-in-law drove me to the church. I waited and Joey's family got there, and my brother, he is a priest, and so he actually married us. So we had no music. It was live stream, and you know, I walked down the aisle to my brother singing. And what was beautiful about it is because I wasn't worried about all these people staring at you. I mean, believe it or not, I teach group fitness, so I don't get really nervous about public speaking, but I don't necessarily, and that's hard to believe because I have a podcast and I'm on social media all the time, but I don't love being the center of attention. So it was pretty special to be able to just walk down the aisle, listen, you know, be present during the whole ceremony. I feel like if it was an actual, you know, typical wedding day, I would have just been so all over the place with my brain that I wouldn't actually be able to soak in the message that my brother preached to us about and talked to us about and the tips that he gave for marriage. So that was pretty awesome that, you know, that we got to live stream. All my friends and our family across the country watched it at home. I had a cousin in New Zealand who was able to watch it. So that was pretty awesome in that aspect. But another awesome thing that happened is that, you know, my sister, she lives in California. She found out that my brother-in-law was going to be the one to take our pictures. And so she said, what the heck? Like, are you kidding me? So she ended up surprising us and hiring a photographer who met us outside the church. So, you know, we did the ceremony, did the thing, you know, exchanged the rings, exchanged the vows, walked out of the church, and the rest, right? Because we could only have 10 people in the church. And then we walked out. So much of our friends and family were outside with signs and masks and, you know, clapping and honking their horns. And like, it was so bizarre because I wasn't able to hug any of them and, you know, waving from a distance. But it was just, I mean, nobody can ever have that kind of experience. Like, this is going to go down in history books. So that was pretty special. My mom got these special cookies from a company called Cookie Cottage in Fort Wayne. And I tossed out the cookies to people. Like, instead of throwing a bouquet, I threw out cookies. And that was pretty awesome. And then what we did, I keep saying awesome. Why is that my word? I guess it just was an awesome day. So then what we did is we kind of separated. The photographer actually met us. She took a couple more pictures of us in the church and then out in some random field. And we spent lunch. So my mom's best friend made us a beautiful lunch. We ate dinner at my parents' house, right? Because social distancing, we had to keep our people separate and also kind of limit the amount of people. And then we split. And then Joey and I went to Joey's family. And Joey's family ended up converting their garage to make it look like our original venue. They had a head table and we put on wedding music. So like, it was the best because I feel like there's so many weddings and big events that, you know, you have all your favorite people there, but you're so torn in a million different directions that you don't actually get a lot of time to spend it with the people who matter most. So I'm honestly grateful. I'm so happy we moved forward with it. I felt like an immediate, you know, stress off my shoulders when it was all said and done. And now we're married and it's great. So the plan originally, as far as honeymoon, was to go leave for Hawaii that next morning. But of course, everything that got canceled, you know, Hawaii is a big tourist town, so everything was shut down. So we ended up I think we still took the day off work and we just, I don't know, I don't even remember what we did. We just hung out around the house. I think we probably went for a walk and, you know, cooked out together and just enjoyed being together. I mean, that's really been one of the great things about this pandemic is quarantine, is getting to spend a lot of quality time together. So fast forward, a week goes by. And at the time of this recording, you know, a couple of days ago, our extended family said, hey, you know, we have this condo available in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and everything is, the beaches are open. Everything else is still closed, but you could go be quarantined at the beach. And we're like, heck yeah. I mean, it was so spontaneous, but so awesome because I mean, why not be quarantined at the beach? So that's an update on the wedding. The plan moving forward is we've picked another date in August where we're going to make it just a big party. And what's wild about it is we're basically planning another wedding. We're going to still have a not a ceremony, but, you know, a massive celebration, we call it. with our close family. We'll take all the pictures. We'll have the bridal party. And then we have basically our reception just at a different space in Fort Wayne that's going to be open. We're going to have our band, you know, food and drink. But it's not going to be a sit-down meal. We're going to make it just casual party, show up, have fun on a Friday, and then have the rest of the weekend to, again, spend with our family and friends from out of town. So if you're a bride, you know, or if you know somebody who's getting married, share this episode with them, and maybe that can give them some ideas as far as brainstorming, and feel free to reach out with any other questions that you have. Now, how has this affected and impacted my eating and exercise? You know, I believe everything happens for a reason, and I've shared with you my personal story with intuitive eating and, you know, addiction to exercise in the past. And what's pretty awesome about the power of intuitive eating and getting to a happier, healthier place with your mind and exercise is that I don't think I would have been able to be so present and fully experience, you know, the season of life and make the best of it if I was still in that diet mentality. Because the reality is I haven't been lifting weights as much. I haven't been exercising as much. You know, I try to move my body most days, every day, but that doesn't always happen. And I'm okay with it. You know, I'm okay with it. I still feel good physically. You know, I feel good mentally. I'm not getting caught up of, you know, I need to exercise. I need to ditch everything to get in a run or to get in, you know, body weight. And it's amazing when we can just slow down, because gosh, just not having that stress. Can you just imagine how that feels? It's pretty powerful. And so that's, I think, served me well in this transition, in this crazy time of, you know, traveling to Fort Wayne, traveling, you know, here to Alabama, planning a wedding. Like, that's already enough to stress out and focus on. And so if I were to add the additional stress of food and exercise and body image on top of it, that makes things just so much harder. And so when you can get to a place where you have more freedom around food and you know, you're more in tune with your body, it makes the rest of your life so much easier and so much more fulfilled, right? Because you can focus on those other things that matter. Which leads me into, you know, the second half of today's episode. What I really want you to take away is I want to give you just four quick tips to help you find the fun. So tip number one is I want you to find fun in the mundane. So ask yourself, what are some of the daily habits that you do and how can you make them more enjoyable? So for example, if you hate grocery shopping, but you know it's something that you need to do, right? Because you're working on this healthier relationship with food and your body, and you know that when you grocery shop, you have more variety of foods. You know, you eat more regularly because you have food available. You're less likely to make an impulse, you know, decision and order out. You save more money. Like, you know that grocery shopping is just good for you, but you dread it. So maybe you make it a game, or just ask yourself, how can I make it more enjoyable? Maybe that's your time that you listen to a podcast while you're at the store. Maybe you do grocery pickup. That way you don't have to actually go grocery shopping. Or let's say meal prep, for example. That's something that feels mundane. It feels boring. So maybe you can add music. Maybe, again, that's that time you listen to Fit Friends Happy Hour. Maybe you look at cooking dinner as a time to unwind, as a time to relax, you know, from the day's work. But what are things you are already doing that you can make more fun and bring more joy to it? So my tip number two is don't be a fun sponge. I used to work in a clinic where they always said, what a fun sponge. Like, if bad news was coming, it was from a boss who was soaking up all the fun. So when you are in that moment, think about the last time that you had fun, or you were laughing, or maybe the next time that you have laughter. Take a moment to just stop and recognize and be in the moment and ask yourself, what triggered this laughter? How am I feeling now? Like, what are the positive feelings that I feel? You know, we know that laughter releases that dopamine and those feelings of happiness and endorphins that just put us in a more positive place that can be really powerful in terms of, you know, mental health and energy. So if we can sit in that moment and recognize how we feel, I mean, this is the same thing that we do with intuitive eating. When we're learning to honor our hunger and fullness, we can do that same thing with fun, with laughter. What are these positive things that I'm feeling, and how can I get more of this?
Okay, please don't hate me for interrupting today's episode, but I had to let you know that I did open back up the Reboot Bootcamp. I designed this online course specifically for those of you who aren't ready to make the investment in one-on-one coaching. However, you're ready to take action and test the waters to dive a little bit deeper with intuitive eating. This course is 10 weeks long, but it was designed for you to work at your own pace, whether it's visually by watching videos, listening to the audios just like you do a podcast, or jumping in on some live accountability calls with other women who are really in your shoes, experiencing the same struggles with food, exercise, and their body. My goal is to just empower you with the tools to help you feel successful and more confident in your own skin and stop measuring your success by the numbers on the scale. Now, because you're a fit friend, you know I take care of you. So if you go to katiehake.com/bootcamp, enter the registration code or discount code, registration code, whatever, code, Morse code, FFHH, that's going to get you $50 off the already coronavirus crisis discounted price. Oh, and if you're enjoying today's episode, would you do us a favor, screenshot and post it on Instagram and tag Fit Friends Happy Hour? We love you so much already, but we would freaking love you even more. I hope to see you in the Reboot Bootcamp, but for now, back to today's episode. Tip number three is I want you to consider doing something spontaneous that's not like you. For example, we decided on Sunday at 3 o'clock that we were going to drive to Alabama at 5 o'clock. Okay, y'all, that is so not like me. I'm a little spontaneous, but I also like to plan. Like I like to, you know, have my routine for the week. I like to know what I'm doing, follow the schedule, but that was really spontaneous. But when we're able to do things and get outside our comfort zone, I mean, life's too short. Life is too short to not take the trip, to not do the thing. Like, you know, and so ask yourself, what is something spontaneous? You know, and it doesn't mean you have to drop everything and drive across the country, but maybe that just means taking PTO tomorrow afternoon or, you know, next week if that's what you need, to go to a state park if it's open, or to have a movie marathon with your friend, or like there's so many things that you can do, whether you've done them before or maybe you've never done that you want to experience. And something about that spontaneity just gives us life, gives us joy, just helps us to feel like, oh my gosh, wow, I can do this. Like, why was I in this bubble of productivity and how can I step away to get more out of it? And then my last tip is I want you to just make a list of all these different things, different actions, different tasks that bring you pure joy. So for example, maybe it's having a bonfire. Maybe it's making s'mores. Maybe it's trying a new recipe. Maybe it's, you know, accomplishing a new skill. For example, my friend, she has recently gotten into woodworking. Like what? That is so random, but also how fun to just try something completely new, completely outside the box. And maybe if you struggle with letting go because you're very productive, you're very type A, you like the rigidity, make this list and you can go back to this list the next time you're feeling stressed out, you're feeling that sense of overwhelm or just that hustle. Because I'm telling you right now, life is short. The hustle, I mean, at the end of the day, ask yourself, what is the hustle for? Like, what is the end goal? And if we can incorporate more fun into our everyday, oh my gosh, you're just going to have so much more joy in your life and it's going to help you feel less stressed. And all those benefits of feeling less stressed and having more fun, more joy, that's going to bleed into these other different areas of your life. That's it for today's episode. As always, please hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and let us know what you think. Be sure to join us next week for episode 149 as I interview sports dietitian Taryn Cullen. We're going to talk about supplements and bust some sports nutrition myths. So I really hope you hop on and share this with a friend. Tag us on Instagram. Let us know what you think.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.